Tech Talk with Trevor Long.
Get connected to Optus with Harvey Norman.
Your Optus premium dealer, open 7 days.
All right, EFTMs, Trevor Long's with us again, telling us about everything that's new in the world of technology. G'day, Trev.
Good morning, legends. The borders are open. Maybe I should come visit.
Please, Trev.
Now, listen, after all the sport we've had in the last couple of weeks, you've got some good news for sports fam, with KO Sports looking to attract more customers, mate.
Yeah, they've hit some big jackpots. They've got 600,000 paying customers already, but you've got to think there's a limit to the number of people willing to pay for streaming sport if they've never tried it. I think a lot of people have got a mate with Foxtel, or they've seen it, but they worry about how reliable sport would be via the internet. Now, we know Netflix, for example, you download the app, it's useless unless you've got a login. Same with KO. But here's the thing. Next year, they're going to test a freemium model, which means you download the app, and there's a whole bunch of stuff to watch. You don't need to log in. There's a whole bunch of stuff to watch, from maybe documentaries, panel shows, some highlights, and they've also said some live sports. So, for example, a couple of races of the supercars next year will be live and free on KO in front of the paywall. It's a brilliant idea to let people test it, explore it, understand it, and then, obviously, hopefully get them to sign up and pay the $25 a month.
Good stuff.
There you go. Now, new technology is becoming more and more environmentally friendly. There's a new mobile service launching soon that is apparently powered by 100% renewable energy. Do you think this will really work, or is it just another cynical marketing move, Trev?
A big part of me thinks it's a marketing move, but I think you've got to look at this. This is not a business all on its own coming out. This is Vodafone, or TPG now they're called, launching a kind of sub-brand. And they're saying, look, if you are someone who is green conscious, environmentally friendly, and want to, you know, really look into how you can reduce your carbon footprint, sign up with Felix Mobile, and that'll be the way to go. I'm like you, right? I'm like, hang on a minute, I just want to save money. I want to get more bang for my buck. So I think there'll be a problem here. I think a lot of people will love this, and it'll do okay, but it's not going to be one of our major telcos, because I think, like the kind of Buy Australian campaigns, we all love to think we're going to buy Australia, but when we stand there with two products in front of us and one of them is way more expensive, it's a harder sell. So when we find out the pricing, because they haven't even announced that yet, that'll be the interesting thing. Mm. What is the premium you need to pay to go green?
Yeah,
so true. And, mate, the Australian War Memorial is going high-tech. Now we can explore some of their artefacts in 3D on their website.
Yeah, this is absolutely brilliant. And critically, you don't need to download an app. You don't need to have some special technology. This is just their website, right? So great for kids, but also great for all of us just to go, hang on a minute, how long has it been since you were near Canberra, let alone at the Australian War Memorial?
Yeah.
Most people, since they were in year six, right?
Yeah.
So you can now log on, and they've got a thing called 3D artefacts. And what it is at the moment, it's 25 items, and there'll be many more, 25 items that have been immaculately digitized. And what I mean by that is they're not just photos of a helmet from the 1900s. It's not just a photo of a 1909 camera. It's been digitized in 3D. So when you load the page, click on the item, it loads up, and you can move it with your mouse, like you're actually twisting it around in front of you.
Wow.
Not just sideways. You can look underneath it. You can look inside the helmet, see the stitching. I think it's just beautiful, really well done. It's free. It's available to anyone with the internet and anyone with a web browser. And I think that's a fantastic way for, you know, taxpayers' dollars, which is what the War Memorial is, to ensure that history is maintained and shared for all to see.
Great for educational purposes in the future.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah,
good
it really
stuff.
Is.
All right, well, you can find out more at Trevor's website about all this. It's EFTM.com. All thanks to Harvey Norman. Get connected to Optus with Harvey Norman, your Optus premium dealer. They're open 7 days. Thank you, Trev. We'll talk to you next week.
No, we'll see you next week, won't we, Trev?
Thanks, mate.
Bye.